This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Here on the radio, on this live Saturday edition of the program, on this epic day for those of us in the cryptocurrency world of Bitcoin. Happy $2,000 Bitcoin, Mark.
Yeah, Bitcoin's the worth more than any other currency in the world. You and I remember when we started talking about Bitcoin here on the air, it was worth 27 cents.
If only I was like smart and an investor type and actually bought some at that
time. All in, right?
Even not all in, just even a little bit in at that point would have paid off big time. But you know what? We may still be on the low side of Bitcoin's price. I mean, this thing could just keep going from here. People will look at that $2,000 and they'll balk and they'll say, well, I can't get in now. Well, you can. You can still buy a dollar's worth of Bitcoin or $5 worth or whatever and start somewhere with it. $2,000. It's just been shooting up. Now, is it going to last forever?
Yeah.
Probably not, but who
knows?
The
other cryptos seem to be going along with it.
Yeah.
You know, there's some major players that are going in the market as far as it goes. It's
right.
All very difficult to know. There's this sort of argument behind the scenes in Bitcoin. It doesn't seem to have slowed down the price increase, and we'll see. At the same time, there have been other cryptos that have been going up more quickly, so it's a crazy world out there.
It's really exciting, and one thing's for sure, whether Bitcoin, you know, lives forever or dies at some point or whatever it is that happens to Bitcoin, it was the first cryptocurrency, and so it will always be, you know, there will be a warm place in a lot of people's hearts for it, but cryptocurrency is here to stay, isn't it?
It looks that way.
Yeah.
Now, what's really strange is we were talking about alternative currencies on this show since we started.
Gold and silver.
We've
always been big fans. And still, I still like gold and silver. It's shiny. It's hard and it's worth something.
The Liberty Dollar. We did the reports on like the Berkshire and a few other places that had sort of
the Ithaca Hour.
Hour regional.
Not as much of a fan of that, but I get it. I get why it was successful.
We discussed alternative currencies, and we were always for them because I don't think people really understand very clearly the power that they give governments and central banks by allowing them to create currencies, and that currencies should be out of the hands of, frankly, anybody. In the case of Bitcoin or gold, the value is, it can be certainly manipulated. The market can, somebody can sell and then buy and pump and dump and do those sorts of things if that's what they wish to do.
Well, people have been doing that with, like, stocks and things like that,
sure.
Right?
Things of value. But when the government can just inflate currency like it did during the bank bailout, it puts an economy way, way back, as we can see. That's what happened here in the United States. And it's happened in places like Zimbabwe and Germany and Weimar Germany and these sorts of things. So,
I mean, the history of these government monies has been a history of political people, politicians who are liars and scumbags and thieves and crooks and criminals. These people have been in charge of money for generations, and the history of it in every country in our lifetimes and beyond has been manipulation by the people in power of the money supply, even as far back as the old gold coins where they're clipping the edges off. So they had their ways all the way back. And, of course, now with the U.S. dollar and all these other fiat monies, these government-created currencies where they can just print as much of it as they want, as often as they like, that truly is the most manipulable and most system that in which we are at their mercy and we are being controlled at their whim.
Yep. So I'm excited to see what happens with cryptocurrencies in the future. You know, it's very, very difficult to predict these things. And this, you know, I don't think that this is a, some investment for the weak of heart.
It's an investment. You know, if you're going to look at it as an investment rather than like a currency, then you should know it. It has been the best performing investment, as I understand it, in the world for the last most of the last decade. So there is that. But of course, it's, you know, you could lose it all, right? Like there's a chance that it's going to go down tomorrow. There's a chance it's going to go down, you know, after we finish the this show segment. I mean, you never know what the future is going to hold. But so far, the track record of Bitcoin has been absolutely stellar. Now, again, that's no guarantee of future success.
No, we couldn't possibly know. We've been through Bitcoin's rises and falls many times. We talked about Bitcoin on the air when the peak was $32, and then it fell down to $1. That's disastrous.
Right. A lot of people were, you know, felt real burned, and they sold. And
that was it. The currency's gone.
Many of us said, we're holding on.
Yep. I said, and I truly believe this, if it's worth $1, it's worth $1 million.
It could be. And the thing is, Bitcoin, for those of you that are new to the decentralized cryptocurrency, you can go to bitcoin.com and learn a lot more about it. But it's divisible down to 8 decimal points. So even $1 million Bitcoin, you can still take that decimal point, eight positions over, and you know it's still very, very useful. You can still buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. And if they wanted to, they could probably update the code to have 16 decimal points or something like that.
If they wanted to, yeah.
If they wanted to. So, you know, unlike the government money, where they just, you know, maybe they'll make a change to the security features of the U.S. dollar once every 20 years or, you know, 10 years or something like that. Bitcoin can be updated more often. Now, there is the ongoing struggle that you briefly mentioned behind the scenes between two sort of politically dug-in sides.
Right. It seems obvious that Bitcoin needs an upgrade to increase, you know, sort of speed and the lower the cost of transactions, but for whatever reason, people cannot come to some agreement about how that's going to be done. That's fine. I figure it'll work out one way or the other. But and if not, there are plenty of cryptocurrencies nipping at the heels to take their lunch. I can assure you that you know, the good folks over at Dash, who is also a sponsor of Free Talk Live, are ready to take on the mantle of the great Bitcoin.
Yeah, and I find that's exciting, and it's good that the competition is so hot and heavy in the world of cryptocurrency. It means that the best, as always, are going to rise to the top, and in that world, there are hundreds of options out there. We were just looking at some of these tokens from the Ethereum network. Ethereum is like, what, number 3, I think, right now in the world charts. It's Bitcoin, and then one called Ripple, and then Ethereum. And within Ethereum, you can make your own cryptocurrency, basically, as I understand it, or tokens. I'm still not exactly sure the difference between the crypto and their tokens. I think you can't mine the tokens, but I'm too new at the Ethereum thing to really be able to comment. But anyway, we're looking into some of these different tokens that they have out there. And then there's, you know, you can get so deep into this world. I mean, I was literally up until 4 a.m. last night trying to, you know, learn about Ethereum and, you know, the tokens and get them, you know, get wallets set up. And it is just a deep, deep place where, you know, there's a lot to learn and a lot of opportunity, and of course a lot of opportunity to lose your investment as well. So again, you know, be very, very careful at what levels you get into this. So I didn't want to talk about Bitcoin the whole night. I just wanted to, you know, just point out this is a pretty big day. World record high $2,000 Bitcoin price, according to BitcoinAverage.com, which takes the world's exchanges from around the globe, the different prices at any given moment on those exchanges. It averages them all together and gets, you know, the global price for Bitcoin. Big day.
So, I mean, it's a big day. Bitcoin's at $2,000. We've been here sort of all along. But right now, although most people in America have heard the term Bitcoin.
You think most?
As I understand it, there's some study.
Has there been a poll?
Yeah, there's a poll. I don't have the poll in front of me. That most Americans have heard the term. They don't have much understanding as to what it is. So you are welcome to call in and ask.
Just like libertarian. Really, that's like most Americans don't know what that is, but they might have heard the term by now.
I think they're more likely to know what a libertarian is.
I think so.
Getting to the finer points of libertarianism as opposed to back when you and I started doing this show and it just meant liberal to people.
More coming up here. You can share your thoughts. We got open phones as always every night here on Free Talk Live, so feel free to join us for the live Saturday show, which is happening now. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the show. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Big day in the world of Bitcoin, as we mentioned. And, of course, this program is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. But we've been fans of Bitcoin since long before Bitcoin.com existed. Bitcoin.com's great, though. It's really the destination for the Bitcoin universe for all kinds of purposes. Maybe you just want to learn about Bitcoin. Maybe tonight was your first night really hearing anything significant about it. You might have seen it in the headlines elsewhere, but you want to learn more? Bitcoin.com can help you. Maybe you're old school at Bitcoin and you want to get the latest news. Well, they've got a news section over there that is always up to date. Plus, if you want to talk to other Bitcoiners, then go into their forum. It's always open and censorship free, which has been a problem on some other Bitcoin forums. You go to Bitcoin.com. You can find the forum at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why that site is a one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. They've even got games you can play with your Bitcoin at games.bitcoin.com. So learn more at Bitcoin.com. As we go to the news, there's kind of a scary headline here, Mark, from the AFP, that the Pentagon is planning to annihilate ISIS in Syria. According to Donald Trump, he apparently has instructed the Pentagon to, quote, annihilate, unquote, the Islamic State group in Syria in a bid to prevent escaped foreign fighters from returning home, according to Defense Secretary Jim Mattis yesterday. The move to encircle, then kill, as many jihadists in place as possible, rather than letting them exit a city and targeting them as they flee, reflects an increased urgency to stop battle-hardened jihadists bringing their military expertise and ideology back to European capitals and other areas.
It's unusual to hear people talking about military action and using the term kill. Right? Like, normally what they do is they talk about engage
the enemy.
The enemy.
Yeah.
Stopping forward progress, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't use terminology like, we're going to encircle them and kill them.
That's an interesting observation. See, I wouldn't have even thought about that.
It happens, but this is, then you go from a military engagement into what essentially is a slaughter.
A murder fest.
An assassination. An assassination usually is like one, but I mean, you know, mass, best I can come up with is massacre.
Because how are they going to be able to tell the difference between the jihadists and the average people of whatever city we're talking about?
Well, I mean, the same old excuse comes into play, which is, what are they doing there still? If they aren't supporting the terrorists, why are they still there?
Because they're living life?
I don't know, is the answer.
You remember the videos that we watched with John Cantley?
Yes.
So, for listeners that don't know, and by the way, I did look up John Cantley recently to see if there was anything fresh, and it's been several months, as of like a couple weeks ago, that nothing has come out. But John Cantley was a British photojournalist who was captured by ISIS and ultimately kind of turned to ISIS, probably because they were going to kill him otherwise. But he, you know, became their kind of their English-speaking spokesperson. Unlike Jihadi John, who was, you know, cutting people's heads off, John Cantley was doing kind of like a news report thing. He actually started in a studio with like a black background, and he was wearing an orange jumpsuit like you would see in a prison. And then eventually they gave him like kind of reporter clothing, and they sent him out with a cameraman into the streets of different Syrian and Iraqi cities. And he would just kind of show, or purport to show, because again, it's propaganda. Okay, they've got their propaganda, the U.S. government has their propaganda, but the propaganda purported to show, hey, here's life in Aleppo, or whichever, you know, there was a few different cities that they went to.
Right.
And look behind me here, there's people in the marketplace, and, you know, he shows people in a marketplace. I mean, presumably these aren't actors, right? I'm sure the conspiracy theorists out there have their own ideas about these videos, but it looked like he was really in, you know, these cities, and there was really, you know, a bustling city of activity going on behind him. It's just that over that particular city, the ISIS people rule. And, you know, ISIS is a group of people who want to be a state. They even put it in their name, the Islamic State. So the point was to show, oh, look, this all this busy, you know, commerce is happening. But over here, look at all this bombed out buildings where the U.S. government or the British government has come in and has, you know, dropped bombs. And
it's the story,
innocent
right?
people, innocent people have died here. So I brought that up as an example of, well, the people are still there because that's their home. That's where they live.
And it's not like, you know, people are exactly welcome, especially Muslim people are exactly welcome around the world right about now. It's hard to leave where you're from.
That's true.
Every government in the world wants some kind of piece of paper from you in order to go. And if you want to, you know, leave for good, then you're already eyed and suspicious. Wait, you weren't born in this particular polygon of land. You were born in that polygon of land. Go back there. You know, why don't you work to make that better?
I mean, everybody should know how attached people are. I mean, people are so attached to where they're from, they become obsessed with it. In a lot of cases. Now, that's not true of everybody. There are the, you know, the butterflies who just sort of flit about and they land one place and then they flit about to another place. But a lot of people, and you know, it probably is like, you know, describes you or somebody who's close to you. They love where they're from. They love the place. They love the teams. They love the, you know, fill in the blank, the, you know, whatever the favorite coffee is or the type of food that they have there. You know, you name it. They love it. They're obsessed with it. They're going to stay in those places, most of them, a lot of them, until they die. And I'm not just talking about in Syria. I'm talking about people in general, people in the United States.
I think a lot of people in war-torn areas would love to go elsewhere. It's the options for going elsewhere.
Yeah.
That they, you know, I mean, sure, some people are going to be wanting to sit in their house that has the roof bombed out of it until, you know, the end of time or whatever. But I think the vast majority of people would like to go somewhere. It's just their options are bad.
No doubt, no doubt, and especially if you're poor as well, it's hard to be as mobile as some people might like to be, or at least that's the story they tell themselves. A lot of people say, "Well, I can't leave Mississippi; I'm stuck here. You know, I'm too poor, or whatever." Of course, you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to get a Greyhound ticket, but regardless, there's this sort of this mentality that people are stuck in a certain place, and if it's true in the United States, it's certainly true around the globe. But I'm talking about more of like this affinity that people have. Like, even though things are bad in a place, and I agree with you, a war-torn place is certainly worse than, you know, a trailer park or a ghetto or something like that. There's no doubt about it. But there's some pretty bad, undesirable places to live in the United States, like, you know, Flint, Michigan, for instance, where the water is has been poisoned. So there's plenty of examples of, why don't you get out of there? Well, this is my home. I know people here. This is where I've lived my whole life. This is where my career is, my family. Yeah, the water's poison. But, you know, we can get bottled water. You know, the people would rather do that than pick up their lives and move somewhere else. Anyway, let's talk more about the tough talk here from the president about what to do about the Islamic State. Is that what it's going to take to get rid of the terrorists, is to just, you know, drop some more bombs? 855-453, 855-450-3733. You can join us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And you can Skype into the show and join us here at username lrn.fm. Now, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do that from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can see them in the traffic doing it. I see it all the time. People, you know, inching up, putting their head up as high as they can go so they can see the bottom of your bumper. LibertyStickers.com. You can check out their vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. So, the story here from the AFP about the plan to annihilate, and as you say, Mark, this is unusual language for the government to be using to describe war. They talk about encircling the ISIS people in Syria in the cities and killing as many of them as possible rather than letting them exit the city and then targeting them as they flee. So apparently they're changing their tactics.
If in any of these cities they'll just be sort of normal civilians wandering around, like, I don't know, in every other city.
Yes, there definitely will.
And if they annihilate ISIS, it's not like ISIS is known for wearing T-shirts that say ISIS or something. They're very difficult to figure out where they are. They hide amongst civilians. They use them as shields. And when they say they're going to annihilate, encircle and annihilate them, the United States government claims it's going to do this, which presumably they're going to do in all of our names, because I can, you know, I always get that feeling, right? That scares the heck out of me.
It should, because, I mean, under previous presidents, under Barack Obama and George W. Bush, if the, you know, the tactics that they were using were as they're describing here of, well, we're just going to wait till they, you know, run away and then pick them off, now they're just going to encircle the city and just kill people. Well, we know they've already killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people already and over the last decade and a half of warring over in the Middle East.
The numbers, so, I mean, the claims have reached over a million, but I mean,
it depends who you look at and what numbers you look at.
Seems like a big number.
I mean, there's no doubt that a lot of innocent people have died. But regardless, you know, this does raise the question, is this what it's going to take to solve the problem? I mean, ISIS is a problem, right? They are beheading people and, you know, burning people alive and, you know, terrible group of folks, no doubt about it.
I wonder if they were made more powerful by the U.S.'s intervention in the Middle East. And if they were, will they be made, or another group that follows them, be made even more powerful by the U.S.'s intervention in the Middle East? Like, it seems like you have intervention, powerful enemy, intervention, more powerful enemy. Like, it just, this is a cycle.
You can tell us how you feel. Toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. To the phones, to the fun, John, in Chesapeake, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, John.
Hi. Yeah. One question. You guys think Europe's doing it right then? And if
no,
you do,
of course not.
What kind of a mess are they in? Okay.
No government does it right.
Were you in the military? Because I was. And I have a point
Why does
of view
that
may be a little different. It
okay, let's
matter.
Hear let's hear your point
I'd
of
to
view.
Hear your point of view.
It does matter. Because if you haven't been in, then you probably you weren't never around there. Now, here's the deal. Now
I know plenty of people who, before you give me the deal, I know plenty of people who've been in the military.
If you're going to step on me, dude, then why bother speaking?
I'm happy to hear you speak. I just want you to understand how absolutely vain it sounds when you say, hey, you know, you
dude,
people.
Okay, I can tell where it's going. Let me tell you something. You guys contradict, people contradict the heck out of themselves all the time. They go, well, there's the reason why the good ones won't do anything about it or won't turn them over, won't turn them in, why they continue to let them hide, why they continue to support them is because the bad ones. But there's only a few bad ones. If we could get rid of the bad ones, well, everything would be hunky-dory. But that's not necessarily true. And I'm going to tell you, whether you believe it or not, whether they're actively engaging in jihad as far as going out and attacking or bombing, a majority of people over there, they don't mind it. They'll support it one way or the other. Either they'll support it monetarily or they won't turn them in. It's almost like a brotherhood. I know you don't believe it, but if the majority of the people there truly wanted people like ISIS out, they'd be gone. And this stuff
you can say the same thing about the American people.
Let me say, well, that's what happens. What happened to the Ku Klux Klan? Why did the Ku Klux Klan finally fade away?
They're still
because
there.
People got, but they are so, away. Dude, they're irrelevant. You know, the Ku Klux Klan is such a small, minute thing. They do nothing. And the reason is, if I saw a Klansman in my neighborhood, I'm going to run them out. I won't call the cops. I won't keep an eye on them. It's the people, not us.
So what you're saying is, I find this totally believable what you're saying. You're saying that the people in the Middle East are, you know, ruled by the ISIS folks. They're afraid of them. They're afraid to stand. They're afraid to stand up. Just like the American people are afraid to stand up to their government. The American people allow themselves to be ruled by the American government.
Did you not see when the Ayatollah Khomeini came back and took over for the Shah? Did you not see the rejoicing? I'm telling you, they're theocracy.
Well, I wouldn't doubt for a second they rejoiced. They had a CIA-instituted leader forced upon them. I mean, and no wonder they rejoiced when that CIA-instituted leader came out. Wait a second. I've got a rebuttal to your statement. The United States of legislature has about a 6% approval rate, on up to 9%, depending on the approval ratings you get. The American people hate their legislature, and yet it still exists. By your logic, the American people would have ridden their legislature out on a rail with this kind of approval rating, and yet there they are, ruling away. How come the United States people have the audacity to institute this legislative body on the world when, in fact, they hate them?
Dude, do you realize what, I mean, you're trying to compare apples to oranges. I'm telling you.
I don't think I am.
The people in the Middle East believe in a theocracy. If they wanted democracy, they'd have it. They don't want democracy. If
you
they
can't
wanted
really
equal,
talk
if they
about
wanted,
this is,
if they wanted equal rights, I'm talking in those areas. I'm not talking Egypt.
The Middle East was a pretty progressive place about 30 years ago, and then the United States began intervention in their country. Strange they got conservative and religious. Well, it happens a lot when you see
Do you not realize that they were a theocracy before the United States was even the United States? Do you not realize that Thomas Jefferson had to send the Marines over?
That was the Barbary Pirates, and it's one place in Africa.
Joke. No joke, but I'm telling you that
and
whole area.
Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson violated the Constitution that he helped put into place in order to do it. He never asked congressional approval.
So, are you saying that just because somebody has a different belief system about the structure of government that they should that deserves being invaded or bombed?
But I'm telling you, I'm not saying that at all. So don't put words in my mouth.
That's
don't
why I asked you.
You kept saying
I asked you.
I'm telling you, both you guys can holler all you want. But if the United States was to pull out, right? Do you realize that ISIS is not interested in just Israel, and they're not interested in just Saudi Arabia? ISIS and all those groups, man, they're interested in the entire world.
That is
not going to go away.
They can't accomplish that task. You understand that?
Right. So if we're pulling out, we'll be speaking Arabic next year. Is that the idea?
Right. Yeah, this is the fear. This is the great fear of those people who, you know, want us to believe that, oh, if the United States hadn't gotten involved in World War II, we'd all be speaking German or Japanese right now, as though Hitler would somehow have had the manpower to spread his army all across the entire globe. At some point, they're going to get spent. They can't expand beyond a certain point. But
all I know is ISIS existed after U.S. intervention. It looks like it was contributory.
I want to give John a chance to say what he wants to do. Coming up at Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You may Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, do want to let you know that you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You just click into the right Amazon for you, order what you want, same great prices, great deals you're used to. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. And you'll find some other links to other online stores there as well. Once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to John in Chesapeake. Just because, you know, we've got a real difference here between the host in the studio and what John is saying. And I want to understand more about, you know, what he's getting at. He says he's been in the military, that the people in the Middle East, that in his experience, are, you know, they're in favor of theocracy. And again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, John, so please correct me if I've gotten anything wrong. But what is it that you want to see happen to the people over there?
First of all, I allowed you to get under my skin, which was my mistake, so sorry about that.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, well, I think the first thing they need to do, and I'm not talking about everybody or the people over there, but if you're interested in taking out ISIS, the very first thing you're going to have to do is cut their funding, and you're going to have to look at Saudi Arabia, you're going to have to look at Iran, you're going to have to look at people in this country that do it. And you're going to have a backbone, because you're going to be dealing with people with a lot of political connections and a lot of power and a lot of judges in their pockets. I'm talking real money. I mean,
and what are you suggesting that they do?
Who are these people
besides? You are going to have to go after their funding. You're going to have to try to get into their bank accounts and see where the money's coming from, and they're going to hide it. It's going to be an offshore account. Don't stop the money. One thing you can do is go over there, and when they attack and they get an area and they get a wellhead, you're going to have to blow it up. You're going to have to bomb their wellhead.
What is a wellhead?
Bomb the truck.
The oil.
An oil well.
A wellhead. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you're going to have to bomb their trucks. When they're running the oil back and forth, you're going to have to do it. And there are going to be, I don't know, I guess if you can call them non-combatants. I won't necessarily call them innocent. We're going to get killed when you bomb those wellheads and the trucks. We'll have to do it.
What would happen if the United States didn't get involved?
Well, okay, let me ask you something. What would have happened if the United States didn't get involved in World War II?
Well,
exactly what I said.
I think that it's a completely unfair question, but I'll go ahead and answer it after I get a chance to give a qualifying statement. If the United States hadn't gotten involved in World War I, there wouldn't have been a Hitler, and thus there wouldn't have been a World War II. Okay?
So your excuse is just to do nothing and to allow people to do what
they want. I haven't answered the question yet.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, what does Switzerland do? I guess is the question. I don't think nothing is really the answer. The United States doesn't have
the ability. Switzerland played both ends against itself. Switzerland set back and allowed spying by both sides on their soil, but then claimed there was no spying or nothing like that going on.
Switzerland was right in the middle of it all. And survived and thrived in the process.
In World War II.
You know, well, how did they do that? By doing nothing. By claiming to do nothing. And by helping
and
out
what's
both
the problem
sides.
With, what's the problem with doing nothing?
Yeah, where's your moral authority to do something is what my question would be.
I don't know. I think maybe the 911 bombers, maybe that gives me, with the ones that flew into that.
I guess the 40 years of U.S. intervention by the military that you claimed allegiance with, 40 years of intervention in the Middle East, that might have been a little bit of blowback?
Do you realize that when we first got involved in the Middle East, we were trying to help them out against Russia?
Yeah.
We didn't go over
the United
there
States is busy
over.
Helping people. You know,
thank you, John.
The U.S., he mentioned World War II. You got to consider China likely wouldn't have been Red China if it hadn't have been for U.S.'s intervention in World War II. I mean, you know, there's another piece. Let's not forget that you had to strengthen
some
Stalin.
Of the Koreas as well.
What's that?
The Korean War.
Yeah, you had to strengthen Stalin in order to defeat Hitler. Sure, Hitler's a bad guy. I'm not claiming he's not. But Stalin went on to kill millions more than Hitler did. So, you know.
Pick your murderer.
This is the difficult thing. And these are the ramifications that war keeps on bringing, and people keep on supporting it.
What about, you know, people like the founding fathers who didn't even want to have a standing army? I mean, wasn't there something to that? The idea
some founding fathers felt that way,
right? I mean, it was written into the Constitution basically that there wasn't supposed to be a standing army. There was like a navy, but ultimately that was the idea was for defense, and that if an army was necessary, it would be raised at the time that it was necessary and funded for a limited period of time.
That was an idea.
And it was a good idea. That's why they went with that idea. And then you had Woodrow Wilson, who ran on a campaign, right? Right around the time of World War I, of not getting the U.S. into that war. And then he broke his campaign promise. So that says that at least a lot of the people back then, that message of peace resonated. That message of non-interaction, non-engagement, resonated with people for a reason.
Europe's wars weren't the U.S.'s wars. And, there was the sinking of Lusitania. A few things happened during World War I. And you certainly can't expect to sell munitions, 90% of the munitions, your munitions to one side and 10% to another and expect the other side to be happy about it. But Germany was bottled up. All they could do was send U-boats out. And so you had these problems. I mean, this is the difficulty. If the U.S. would have stayed out of it, yes, that would have been better. And we can look at history to see how these things go. We can look at U.S. intervention in the Middle East and get some notion as to how things are going to go. And apparently, the people in the Middle East are going to get more and more bitter and more upset because they don't have a real say in how their government goes. You can believe if a more powerful government was affecting U.S. Elections that the United States would be, you know, people here would be ready to go to war.
Well, look at people screaming about Russia. Let's go to Nate in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hey, Nate.
Afternoon.
Hey, what's on your mind?
When I jumped in my car here, I heard you talking to John, and he was the statement that set me off was that he said that ISIS or Israel is not the only focus of ISIS. Now, before I mention anything about that, what you guys have just been talking about, you guys putting world history into its proper perspective, you guys are exactly right. We were responsible for the rise of Red China and all of this problems that are in our world today that we're in the aftermath. The average person thinks that the United States went over there and won World War II single-handedly. No, Russia is the one that won that war, and we just mopped it up. But anyway, briefly, because I know you guys got a lot of calls, what I want to say about ISIS, see, because John is the typical dumbed-down American who has a misguided view. He's been listening. He's a victim of fake news, okay? ISIS is being funded by the United States and Israel, John. You need to get the full horse straight in your minds. Israel and the United States have been acting as the Air Force for ISIS. Every time Syria gets the upper hand, Israel bombs the Syrian army, or just like the other day, that it's causing a big problem between Russia and the U.S. The United States is engaged in, has ground troops fighting Syrian troops over there against the border of Iraq that most people are not aware of. So we keep, every time Syria keeps getting the upper hand, we bomb the Syrian army, or Israel comes in and bombs the Syrian army that's making advances. General Michael Flynn admitted and revealed the fact that we help fund and supplied and made a willful decision, that was his word, to let ISIS metastasize. And all ISIS is just a repackaging of Al-Qaeda.
Pretty much. Even worse repackaging.
Yeah. It's a franchise. And he mentioned the Soviet Union going into Afghanistan, I think. No, they didn't go into Afghanistan, John, willy-nilly. They went in there to go after the Taliban, the ISIS that was attacking them, and that's what they were doing over there in Afghanistan. You know, this Charlie Wilson war, bogus, false, fake news scenario. You know,
Nate, I want to say thank you for the call tonight, man. For me to disagree with most of what you said there, and I appreciate the passion.
Right.
More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Join us on Free Talk
Yourself.
We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.